for his take on the book he has been reading. Ralph McAllister's with me now. Good morning, Ralph.
Oh, good morning, and we're all trying to keep warm and...
It's okay. And it's the time of the year. It's supposed to happen that it gets cooler.
That's true. They tell me it's true. Yeah,
indeed it is. The Beasts of Paris is by Steph Penny.
Yeah, she wrote The Tenderness of Wolves, Catherine, and I loved that. That was some years ago. But it did win the Costa, I think, and it was her first novel, right? And it was so beautiful for such a young person getting it right. But this is her fourth, and I think it's actually better than The Tenderness of Wolves. It's set in Paris, obviously, The Beasts of Paris, in 1870 and 71. And you think, oh, that's all right, yeah, okay. But it's during the Franco-Prussian War, where the French thought they were going to annihilate the Prussians, and they didn't. And so the Germans came back, and the siege of Paris began. So that's the setting. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not a war story, but it's steeped in war and also in how individuals cope with the terrible things that happen. Because, of course, the first thing that happens to the Parisians is they run out of food. And so they've got the dilemma of whether they should start killing the animals in the zoo. Now, it's that sort of grim question of morality that transcends all the others at times. But to hold this thing together, Steph Penny has... She's given you characters that you cannot fail to start feeling sympathy for. You've got the young Anne, who has been all her life in a psychiatric asylum, and she's released because she's so good at looking after animals in the zoo. And so there's one of your young people, and the next one is Lawrence, who's gay, and of course it's not a crime in 19th century France, which you can sort of forget when you're sort of thinking about our own comparative narrowness at that time. But he's finding his way through. He's a photographer's assistant. And he finds that the people who are looking after him have a dubious sideline, and it's on pornographic postcards, apparently. And so he's in a dilemma. And then you've got the Ellis, who's an American, who has been in a civil war in America and doesn't want any bloodshed in Paris, where he's come to seek refuge and not be a surgeon. And now all three and others are just so so beautifully drawn. They're just so... They've got all the problems that we have, where you want to do the right thing, but you can't. And my love of it, of course, is totally central to the fact that if you know Paris well, as I do, because I was living there in the 60s for a while, she's so clever.
Is the city very present?
And, of course, Napoleon had rebuilt 60 years before, but there are all these buildings that are starting to be ruined and bombed, and there are barricades everywhere. It reminds you a little bit of Les Miserables, but the zoo is central. And so you've got this question of, wait a minute, who's first or which comes first, chicken or egg? Do we start killing off our animals or do we start looking after them better? Or do we release them? And there are some graphic scenes there. Now, if this all sounds too miserable, please don't let me... It's full of questions about sexuality, about morality. Contemporary things, of course, come to mind because we've got so many of our own problems. But it just hits the bell. It just makes me feel, oh, I can't wait for her next one. This is
how would you describe her writing? Is it sort of short, succinct? Is it more flowery, descriptive?
It's deeply researched, and that's the first thing that springs to mind when you ask me. She knows what she's writing about, and because she's so in love with, obviously, the place, you get all these side beauties. Her dialogue is extremely good. I'm sure it will be back and to change it into a movie or something quite soon. But she is and she's born in Edinburgh, which I found quite pleasing because I used to go to Edinburgh quite a lot. And it's just got a rank, it's got a level of writing that I haven't read for a while.
Recommending then, thank you, The Beasts of Paris by Steph Penny. I've got the publisher as Quercus. What do you have? Maybe a local... maybe a local imprint on that. And I don't have a price. Do you? No. We can check that out for you, listeners, and let you know. It is Quercus Books, and actually it's $28 the price. So there you go. Thank you, Ralph.